Blog Talk Radio. The Diva is uplifting, encouraging, educating, and entertaining. The Diva is live, and the Diva is taking calls. It's time for Conversations with the Diva. Here's your host, Sabrina Williams.
Good morning from Las Vegas, Nevada. How is everybody this morning? It is a wonderful, wonderful, awesome, awesome Thursday. We have comedian Angie Dallas on the phone with us today, and we are going to first give a shout-out to WBDN Media by Design Network with Volante Grant, who sponsors Conversations with the Diva. Good morning, Volante. We thank you for sponsoring us. How are you today? She's not here. I'm just talking like she is. Oh, that's too funny. All right. Also want to say good morning to Next Level Fitness and Tennis host Danny Bongiorno, who is one of the Diva sponsors and is one of the most amazing tennis and fitness coaches here in Las Vegas, Nevada. If you need training and you're in the Nevada area or you want to fly in or have Coach Danny fly you, he can actually fly to you. That costs money, though. Give him a call at 702-303-3765. And it is, hopefully today it's supposed to cool down. We keep going back and forth between this crazy weather. We are going to now bring Angie on the phone, and we're going to talk to her. Good morning, sunshine.
Good morning. I know I sound
oh,
like a man this time.
No,
good morning.
Oh, my goodness. She's like, what about this? We want, lady, good morning. We all just like, hey, what's up, people?
Good morning. Morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, there you go. Thank you. I was like, what is going on over there?
I have that 12-pack of Newport voice.
In my 12-pack of Newport voice, because I've been smoking too much crack, and I won't say it's lazy to the TV either. But anyway, see, I'm really pretty on the story. So tell us, how are you? We know you're a comedian. We know you're not Dallas. Where are you at? I forgot. I'm sorry.
I'm actually out of Cincinnati, Ohio. I was born. Dallas, Texas is my home. So,
yeah, she likes the Cowboys. Hopefully she likes the Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not really into sports. So, yeah, go Cowboys and Bengals. So, I'll just say that.
You were coming from the Super Bowl of dropping my Cowboys on their head and saying, you know, football. You know what, ladies? You come on my show, you're supposed to like football. Hello, we're trying to break that mold. Anyway, well, that's okay, because she does
I like football food.
She likes football. Okay, well, we can work with that. She likes, and this is an amazing cook, so I would like to be at her football parties. So, Angie, tell us about yourself.
Well, let's see. I've been a comedian for over 25 years. I appeared on a show called America's Funniest Mom on Nick at Night several years ago. And that was like one of the very first reality shows. And it starred Katie Sagal and several other female comedians. So we had a great time doing that. I own my own baking business called Sugar Hugs. And
yeah,
I specialize in baking.
Pictures of cakes and pies and cookies, and it's just mouth-watering. And she needs to just go on, get a truck, and get me some food delivered out here because I'm a little tired of that.
Okay, I'm like.
Tell us about it.
What did you say? I'm sorry.
Tell us about your company, Sugar Hugs.
Okay. What happened? Actually, Sugar Hugs is something that just kind of happened. I've loved cooking all my life. I actually, when I was a little girl, wanted to be a chef, and I used to have an aunt that would mail me cookbooks. When I was a little girl, and I collected cookbooks. I still have the cookbooks that she sent me. And I just like to cook in my spare time. I love making up recipes and baking. And a couple of my friends tasted some of my baked goods and were like, oh, my God, you need to post those online, you know, and let people see those. Maybe somebody will order. And I did, and a few people ordered, and they came back just ranting and raving, oh, this is the most moist cake I've ever had. It's so sweet and good and delicious and blah, blah, blah. So I was like, well, okay, let me see what I'm going to do. So I took that talent and started just baking cakes for people, you know, whenever they would want. It wasn't like a full-fledged business. And I just kind of did it like that. And next thing I know, people are just ordering like crazy. And so I actually created a little a business for myself, and it actually goes under the name Comedy Cakes and Crafts, where I paint also. Yes, so I paint also, and I didn't even know I knew how to paint or draw until maybe 2 years ago when I just was trying to find some way to, you know, de-stress myself, relieve stress. So I said, you know what, I'm a buy an easel and some paints and just see what I can do, and started posting that. People start buying paintings from me. So I said, what? I didn't know I had all these talents. I said, now if I could just pick out lottery numbers, I'm going to really be doing something. So, under Comedy Cakes and Crafts.
Wow. Now, what was I going to say? People, I'm so excited. I have to stop for a second, Angie. I'm sitting here. I play Game of War, and I'm so addicted to Game of War. They're going to have to be one of my sponsors. I'm saying that because I'm doing putting them on the radio. This is like my third, the 50th million times. But now I am a general. I'm an R4, rank 4. Okay, I just had to say that just in case for all my – well, there are my Game of War listeners out there. Just love you people. Okay. But you know what? I'm going to tell you something. You need to take this baking to a whole new level. I know you, it's local, but girl, you need to be one of those companies that ship out and get a magazine, because I know already that I am getting 2 sweet potato pies that I'm ordering from you, and you need to put those on cold ice and get those pies to me for Thanksgiving so I can lie and say I made them, because I need to do that. Because
I can't ship my sweet potato pound cakes out. Now I make a sweet potato pecan pound cake, and I actually just made a recipe yesterday of a sweet potato pecan cheesecake.
Oh, Lord Jesus, I'm done. That's what that
I'm
going
to have to eat right now.
Stop it. Okay, you know what? Should I have some coffee, sweet potato? No, see, I'm going to tell you what. Thanksgiving, I'm going to have your sweet potato version or something on my table so I can lie and say I made this. Because my friend, now I'm a cooker, okay, and you cook and bake, okay? That's a amazing talent. But it also, we're going to get to you, to your Uber, to your comedy.
Oh,
Uber,
yeah.
Okay? But first, I just want to say it's a talent to be able to cook, bake, and do what you do and do comedy. And I'm just a cooker. Now I'm a 5-6 star chef when it comes to cooking. Literally, I can go to any restaurant in the world, and I've been traveling, and I can mimic an exact recipe. And it's funny because I've been in a restaurant, and I was up in Utah, in Entrada, and the chef made up something, and I said, oh, I can mimic that. He says, oh no, you can't. I was like, I can. So I'm in the kitchen, in his kitchen at the Entrada Resort, mimicking his recipe. He's like, that's amazing talent. I can mimic any recipe. I can just, all you need to do is just taste it, look at it, and I can do it. My son's last night, I come home last night, Angie, and my son says, I'm hungry. He's 17 years old, strapping big boy, act like he's 2. I'm like, I got to feed you? Wow. Okay, I thought when you got older, you became a slave. This is ridiculous. I'm going to have to sell you back to your owner because I cannot deal with having to come home and cook for you every night. Go back to Jesus, because I did not have you. I had you to be, so I wouldn't have to cook. So he said, so I go in the kitchen, Andy. I take a can of beans, stir some, fry some bell peppers, pour in the beans with some salsa, and make it up real quick, 3 minutes. I give it to him. He says, oh, my God, this ground beef is so good. Boy, there's no ground beef in the food. What are you talking about? And he's like, Mama, I love you. You're an amazing cook. I'm like, I'm done with you. Go back to your owner. Tell Jesus to send my real son home so he can cook and be. Because I had you to, so I don't have to do anything. Anyway, moving on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being so crazy.
Right.
I'm just mad at him. He needs
I gave birth to you to take the trash out, boo.
Okay, and then get me the remote, because I'll call him. Like, last night I was laying in the bed. No, seriously, I'm not lying. I was laying in the bed, and I'm like, I could get up and get the remote, but I have a child that I had to have 5 days of labor for that I didn't get to eat Thanksgiving. No, I said, Eli, come here. He's like, Mom. I'm like, Eli? And he came in. I said, turn the TV on and give me some ice water to my ear. He's like, whoa, that's just, you're like 3 feet from the TV. Doesn't matter. I would have to get up. That's your job. Do you pay rent? Do you pay rent? Really? Come on now. Come on. Do your work.
I'll be
do
like,
work.
Be glad I don't have you tied to this bedpost like one of them pins at the bank.
Okay, he's like,
okay.
Whoa, Debbie.
Go get
stuff
right
back. Lazy. It's called I'm using my resources. Okay, I should get some of the time to the bedpost because I need him to get over here. What I'm calling it and hurry it up. 3 seconds, I count him. Cool. But anyway, I'm not okay. It is not about me being funny. I don't know why. You know, Angie. So we're working on a reality show for me. I don't know if you're aware of that. I'll be posting more of that on Facebook soon. But so they're like, a real reality show is going to follow my life. And the reason they're giving me the reality show because they say I'm cray cray because I'll be doing things like this. So one of my things is going. I'm going to bring all the comedians on, and I'm going to go against them on being funny because I think I'm funny, Angie. I really do. All right,
hey,
what
do what you gotta do.
All right, so I'm gonna be like a show of comedians. I'm telling you, they're like Sabrina. Okay, uh-huh. They're not so much worried about the comedians, Angie. They worry about the singing because you know if I sing, you know that's why I'm not in church choir because if I sing, nobody's gonna tithe, and churches won't keep being able to have fancy banquets and nice cars. So I'm just saying.
Oh no. Look, nobody has a worse singing voice than I do. Oh, my gosh. And I actually used to be a soprano in choir. When I went to the School of Performing Arts, I was a soprano. Now, I don't know what happened. I sound like I've been inhaling chimney smoke or something. I mean, it's just getting ridiculous. I sound like a man probably about the first 15, 20 minutes of every day.
No, you know what? Join the club. I'm asking you. A bass and a tenor, and they want me, but I want to sing soprano, so you know that's not working, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get off the stage. I'll be holding up to the mic, then you have to drag me off. But anyway, you know what? Let me stop, because this is all about Angie Dallas. This is all about her cooking, her comedy, her being a great woman. First, before we start into the Uber, tell me how you balance between being an Uber driver, between sugar hugs, between being a comedian and being a family person. How do you balance all that? Tell a person who's trying to be, because that's one of the questions I got, how does an up-and-coming comedian balance their life?
Well, the thing about it is this. You have to balance when you have to pay bills. That's number one. The way I balance my life and all the things I do is I just wake up with this determination in my mind that I don't want to work for anyone else. I want to be my own boss. So with that mindset work, you know, in my head in the morning, when I get up, I find a way to schedule my day to be able to do all these things. I mean, I have one child, two grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
They don't live with me, so that's great. I got a baby dog. He's an old baby dog, about 7 years old. His name is Domino. So that's the only thing that I have to really take care of. So that makes my time pretty flexible, and I'm able to, you know, fit all the things that I love. Like, I love to be around people. That's where the Uber driving comes in, because it gives me an opportunity to be able to meet different people every day. And it's like being able to have a comedy show in the car. I can try jokes out on them in conversation. But it also gives me a lot of insight into the way people think and act. It is so funny, the things that I encounter while driving. Then I love cooking. And I love to paint and you know, teach a cooking class and do all these things that I really love doing. So when you have basically a career that feeds your soul and feeds and makes you happy, you'll find a way to balance all those things in your life because it's really not work. It's fun. And yeah. That's what I'm determined to do as far as, you know, being able to make money and have fun at the same time. That is my total goal. No, I don't want to go back to a 9-to-5, and I don't down anybody who does, but that is just not, I was unhappy. I mean, I've done corporate and all that for years, and I'm just like, no, I'm living the second half of my life having a good time while I make money, and I want to be my own boss. I'm, you know, I'm motivated. The only thing that I'm not motivated is on is that treadmill. I'm telling you, I got full exercise equipment in my living room, and I walk past it every day. Like, there's a gym right there. I can't seem to make it into that gym.
Oh, my God. See, we're going to have to correct that, because anybody that knows the diva is over there doing exercise at any given day or night. She's obsessed with exercise. You know, it's so funny because I was literally held hostage of not being able to go to the gym, lose weight, because I was always told, little did I know, I was so naive when I got married, and I didn't know. I was told women don't wear makeup, women don't wear perfume, that women stay heavy, and it was a horrible way to live when I finally realized that that wasn't true. So now I'm in the gym. Mm-hmm. I love working out, and I love bench pressing. And my favorite thing to do is to act like a damsel in distress when guys come to me and say, "Oh, did you need help lifting a weight?" I'm like, okay, let me pretend this is stupid. I'm stupid because I did not ask you to come over here. You see me lifting the 50-pound weight to do some arm curls. I obviously can do it myself. But, okay, do you need some help? Sure. Okay, here, I get the weight up and I do it. And they say, oh, you knew how to do it. Oh, yeah, I can bench press 225, buddy. I didn't really ask you for help. And I'll be embarrassing some big boys in the gym, okay? One guy said, I got to go because you're embarrassing me. Yeah, your Popeye legs were embarrassing in the first place, dude, because you know what?
This is your Popeye legs. Not the legs.
Embarrassing. Uh-uh. And they were embarrassing, I was going to tell you, but since you brought it up, yeah, I'm pretty embarrassing. Me, I'm all got it all in all places, so yeah. I embarrass some big boys.
You know what? And I worked out at a gym and lost a lot of weight, you know. And it was funny because when I first started coming in, it was a couple of guys who kind of looked, oh, okay. And then as I lost weight, it seemed like they started working out closer and closer to where I was at. I was like, no, wait a minute. I'm like, how did you get all the way over here? They started admiring me and this and that. And I'm just like, I guess I'm funny. I'm just not interested in anybody that smells like gym sweat. I mean, you got to catch me in the parking lot either before the workout or later on coming to pay my bill. But I don't really want to holler at nobody that smells like
bench press.
You stop.
You know what? It's a good smell. It attracts, for me, I know, okay, I want that man and I want that man. Oh, no, I don't want that man. Because, see, I like your smell. I'm a cougar. I'm all about the smell. I can't do with you, bye. Okay.
I don't want you to be too muscly. I don't like too muscly men. I don't like an overly muscled man. I'm not attracted. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. It's just not what I want. When you take your clothes off, and you're all muscly and stuff, I'm like, okay. But if you take your clothes off and, like, a potato chip falls out of your T-shirt, I'm like, hey, boo, you know. Me and you got something in common, boo.
Oh, my God, I'm done. You know what? Let's go to your Uber stuff, because you know what? I'll be reading on that and some of the things, conversations you have with people. It is amazingly, I'm going to tell you, I have to always read it when I'm in the middle of my bed or sitting on the sofa, because sometimes I read it on the chair and I fall off the chair. So, like, I'm done. So tell us, what is Uber for a lot of people who don't know what that is?
Okay. Uber is like a cab service or a car service that you can use your own vehicle to make money, picking people up and dropping them off around town. What's great about Uber is that you can do, if you're an Uber driver, from what I know, you can do it anywhere. So, like, by me being a comedian, I drive for Uber here in Cincinnati. If I go to Texas and I have to stay, you know, maybe a week or something, and my show may not be until that Thursday or Friday, then I can drive for Uber down there the whole week and be making money in my vehicle, taking people around, dropping them off and picking them up. So it's really cool. I love doing Uber. The type of people that you pick up are, you don't use cash. Everything is paid through an app and with their credit card. So you'll have a phone. Like with Uber, I got a phone from them. So they send you like an Apple iPhone when you're riding around. Cut your Apple one, and a call comes through, and it'll say, you know, you tap the phone, and then it tells you where to go, and you know what the person looks like. They'll have like a little picture or something, and you just pick them up. They get in, and their address is already where they want to go. Is either in there, or you can put it in, and you type it in, and then you just take off, and then you have conversations with these people. So it's just like, it's almost like speed dating without the actual dating part.
Oh my God, I'm done already. I'm done with you. I'm not messing with you. That is too funny. Oh my God, that is too funny.
It's fun because I have met some people up in there that some of the stuff they do up in that car is like the one couple decided that they wanted to make out back there in the back seat, and I'm thinking, for real? And the man kept looking up, and I could see him in the rearview mirror looking at me, and I'm trying to look out the window like, I'm not trying to see all that. And it better not be no nudity. I better not smell nothing. I hear all this slurping and slapping and slooping and slurping. I said, oh, my God, I couldn't wait to get them to their destination. I was like, he was looking like he wanted me to be joining in or whatever he was trying to do. I was like, boo, I'm trying to get you home. You're not about to be making love in my backseat. I'm driving a Honda, boo. Ain't no wrong with that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
How you going to make love to somebody in the backseat of a Honda Civic? Come on now.
Oh, my God. You know what? Think about it. Was it really his woman, or did he just meet her on the corner? Mm-hmm. So we have to ask that. He was trying to get to that.
Oh, I done had them all up in there. I done had the teacher that gets in my car telling me about her Tinder date hookup, and she got real graphic. I felt like my ears had been molested when she got out the car. I was like, Lord have mercy. I was hearing stuff I didn't even know went on, and I said, what do you teach? Elementary school. I said, ooh, wait. That teacher is a freak. You got to bring her an apple and a snake.
She's got two personalities going on over there. She's a sweetie pie in class, and she's a hot mama afterwards. Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So what has been your most memorable story, and what has been your most scariest story?
Let's see. Oh, the scary one was when they had me pick this guy up from, I didn't know that sometimes they'll give you like an address, but you don't know exactly like where you're picking them up from until you get there, unless you have every address in the city memorized. So I pull up and this lady comes to the door and she says, hi, are you Angie? And I said, yes. And she was like, well, I need you to drop this gentleman off and take him to the hospital. So I was like, oh, okay. So I'm thinking, okay, what is this about? She had a stethoscope around her neck. I'm thinking, okay, what are we doing here? So it was the drop-in center, and the drop-in center here is like, you know, the homeless shelter. And so he gets in the car, and he sits behind me. So she's like, I need you to take him to the emergency room. And I said, okay. And I'm thinking, what the hell? So we're driving, and I was like, I had the radio on and stuff. So I said, hey, I said, are you okay? And he was like, no, I got into a fight. So I'm thinking, okay. I'm like, now I'm Uber ambulance. Okay. So I'm thinking, what is happening? So I'm driving, and he was kind of, I guess, off. So I said, well, you know, you didn't get injured too bad. And he was like, yeah, I hurt my leg. And I said, well, what were y'all fighting over? And he said, the radio. And
the radio.
I said, I said, the radio. So I reached up to my dial, and I said, oh, and I start turning my radio down. Like, I don't want to just strangle back here like in the mafia movies where they wrap something around your neck while you're driving. So I was like, oh, I said, really? He said, what kind of music do you like? And I said, gospel, baby. All I listen to is gospel.
Oh my
I was
God.
Like, Lord Jesus, where is Andre Crouch? I need somebody old school to come on the radio quick because this man might choke me out. I mean, I was too scared. So he was cool, though. He didn't. I got him there and, you know, he got out the car, but it wasn't a pleasant ride because once he got out, you know, I guess, you know, by him being homeless and stuff, you know, they don't have an opportunity to bathe. So he left serious booty cooties in my car. I was in there spraying for a good, I was riding around. It was cold out. I had all my windows down, and I sprayed the heck out of that back seat. So that was kind of weird. That was a weird ride. And the most fun that I've had was, oh, Lord, I've had so many fun rides. Because by me being silly and liking to crack jokes, most of my rides are fun. I had, I play music in my car, so it's like being an Uber driver. You have to be a good DJ, too. So, like, right. I have to kind of gauge what kind of customers I have. So I had an older man get in my car, and his dad had me take him home, and he was kind of fearful because he had never ridden in an Uber with some strange black woman. You know, like, what's going on here? And so I told him I had some music he might like, and I popped in my Barbra Streisand live in concert.
Oh, my God. So.
Baby, he got excited. We start talking about Barbra Streisand movies and all kind of Barbra Streisand, this and that. Next thing you know, he reached his hand over and touched my hand while I was on my gear shift. He was like, I don't drive anymore because I can't see that good, but I would like to take you out to dinner.
Oh.
I looked at him. I said, shoot. I said, I'm being hollered at by somebody in a pamper, a dog diaper. That man had to be 80 years old. I was like, damn. I would have considered it, but I didn't want to give that old man a heart attack. I'm too much for him, somebody elderly. I'm like, that ain't going to work. Me and him would make a good couple.
Oh, that is so
we put our tech together and burn the house down, baby. I'd be like, what you doing with that Social Security check, boo? How can we spend that today?
That is too funny. How cute. Andy, where can people find you at?
They can find me on Facebook at Comedian Andy Dallas. My Sugar Hugs is based on Facebook. Look, y'all, I'm old school, so I can't handle it, but I got a bunch of social media accounts, but I can't keep track of all that stuff. I'm trying to find somebody to do it for me. So you can, I'm old school in the digital age. I'm on Facebook. I got a Twitter. I got an Instagram, but you can hit me up on Facebook, Comedian Andy Dallas. That's where I'm at, and I will soon be joining you, Miss Sabrina, in the race podcast. I'm gonna do a awkward Uber moment podcast. So I'm gonna have drivers and people come on and talk. So we're in the process of putting that together. Me and a friend of mine named Jason. So we're getting all set up, and we would love to have you come on our little podcast. And we're gonna be taking baby steps, acting silly.
Oh, you know I'll act crazy. You know I'll go up to craziness. You know that's me. Shoot, what am I going to say and what do I got to do? Because you know what? I can tell about my gym jokes and stuff and I can tell about online dating. That's a whole other subject about how the FBI had to come in and help me online dating.
Oh, no. Well, we're going to have also a segment called a point counterpoint where I'm going to be arguing, we're going to be arguing points from different perspectives. So say, like, you have a dispute with someone, I'm going to play that other person and argue their point. So we did a mock trial of that, and it was so fun where we had somebody who, like, say you wanted to return something to Walmart without a receipt, and you argue your reason why you think that they should accept what you need to return without the receipt, and I'm arguing Walmart's point. I'm going to argue the store's point of why I'm not taking it.
Do not argue Walmart's point, because you know what? Walmart crazy. And you know what? If I go into Walmart one more time, and I hope a Walmart executive is listening, if I ask your employee one more time, where is the aluminum foil? And they say, ma'am, do you shop at Walmart? Not really particularly. I'm forced to today because of the regular store, because Albertsons is no longer going to be Albertsons, and I don't like that. And Vons was closed. Ma'am, it's on the same aisle. Can you just point me in the direction? Ma'am, no, I don't get paid enough. Either quit your freaking job then. That's not my fault. Get another one. But you're their customer service. You don't have to shop here then if you don't like it. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, you know, you need to shut up before I put my shoe on you, because I'm done with you listening to that.
Oh,
that
you
dumbest.
Not going to hit him with the shoe now? Oh, you done hit him.
I'm
smiling with yours. You done crossed the line. Somebody get some security up in here. You shouldn't have to hit me with the shoe.
I was like, go ahead, get your security, do whatever it is you got to do, but you people cray-cray, and I'm, like, not liking you people, because that's just ridiculous. Or you know what, ma'am, I'll say, excuse me, ma'am, you rung up my item twice. I've been doing this job for a long time, miss, and I know what I'm doing. You know what, baby, you just need to learn how to count, because you won't, okay, ma'am, I'm going to need you to take those items out. I'm going to return everything right now in 30 seconds if you don't get look at the receipt. Oh, okay. Oh, look at this. I actually did. Well, if you weren't distracting me, I
would have
picked
you up at the front and tell the Walmart greeter to stop you as soon as you stepped in the door. She's a troublemaker.
No, you know,
she can't come in here.
I don't care if you didn't like me or not, because you know what? They can kiss my boo-boo, because you know what? They're dumb. They're just dumb, and they get on my nerves, and I'm tired of them. They're just dumb. You know what? Just acting crazy and dumb. That's all that they do. And then you ask them something, like you got to bring back something. Hey, well, ma'am, you know what? This is Walmart. I know it's Walmart. This is 30 days old. I have a receipt and I didn't wear it. I need you to give my money back. Well, does the receipt say over? You can't return after 30 days? Well, no, ma'am. Well, then give me my money. God, it's only like $8. Not like Walmart needs it. Sam's Club, Sam's Walmart is dead. I'm telling you,
we're going to be doing. We're going to be arguing specific points of people coming on. So I think it'll be a lot of fun just being silly and just really laughing and having a good time. That's what I'm all about, and that's why I love coming on your show. It's a lot of fun. I can be silly. I can talk about, you know, things, and if I have to be serious, I will. But if I don't, then, hey, I like to laugh, shoot. That's what I said. I'm determined to be happy, and there it is. You happy, I'm happy. We all happy. Let's hold hands if we could. Hands across America.
And you are so funny. Kumbaya, we're singing, they're coming home to America, okay? Or Jesus loves all the children.
Self-destruction. I'm headed for a shot. Oh.
You know what? Okay, don't sing. You know what? People speaking of that, you know what? On a serious note, Angie's right. You got to do what makes you happy, because you know what? You could. I work a 9-to-5 job. Actually, I work a 7:30 to midnight or whatever job, whenever the county we have emergencies. Okay. I work foster care. I've been doing it for 33 years, but I am learning as I turn. I'm gonna be 50. Oh my God, what am I? 51? Be 52 next year, and I'm learning as because I'm transitioning out of 30, almost going 35 years into social service, and I'll be transitioning out to have fun. I have learned to balance. It's really hard to balance a 50-hour week job, doing two radio shows, writing for magazines, raising kids who are superstar sports. My kids are as funny as they're lazy. They are the most amazing kids when it comes to school and when it comes to tennis. One of my sons is off the hook. My other one, he told me that black people really don't like sports. They were forced to at an early age, and that's why they like it. But he's going to hold his own with his afro and be strong, a strong black man. I'm done with that son. I love him, but I'm thinking somebody, this is my child. that is so smart that he doesn't even need me. He's off the chain. He's only in ninth grade going to honors classes. He will graduate when he's, as he's 15. He'll graduate when he's 17, and he is just an amazing kid. That one is just off the chart smart. We don't want him to play sports because he's always telling people they need to iron their clothes, they need to do this, whatever. This seems very logical. The sports aren't logical. They beat you down, let me tell you. So I'm going to tell you, you got to live your passion. I'm living my dream now. I have the ultimate amazing job. I get the honor and privilege of working with children in foster care and helping reunify families. And if we can't reunify, we get them to adopt it. But I'm going to tell you, I've been blessed to have this job. Never once have I hated my job. I will stand up to the biggest parent, but I'm going to tell you something. It's a blessing to be able to do that. But on the other hand, it's a blessing that God is now moving me out of that to do radio, to do TV, and Angie's right. You live your passion. You live your dream. Find what works for you. Because if you're miserable, believe me, you're making everybody else miserable too, okay? And I don't care what you say. Oh, I'm just going to work to fulfill this job. I don't really like it, and I'm a good person, and everybody likes me. No, they don't. Hear me. They don't, because you're evil and because you're mean because you hate your job. If you hate your job, everybody else around you knows it. So find what you love. Live your passion.
Yeah.
I don't care if you want to be a bum on the street. Make a sign that's painted nice. Say, I'm willing to be a bum. I don't care what you do.
I love you. Your bums rock. Get you a bums rock T-shirt.
When people ask me on the street for money, I'm always the person who stops them. So are you a bum? Are you a bum? Or are you homeless? Because there's a difference. A bum is somebody who just doesn't want to do anything. A homeless person, and I've had people say, no, I'm a bum. I like being out here. I have a rich family. I'm just embarrassing them. Okay, I'm done with
that's
you.
Too funny. Ain't that the truth?
More people like that. No. And I was like, so why do you? Well, I can get the money because people will give it to me. And so that's a bum. Now, the difference in a homeless person is homeless because of situations that are not of their own making, or maybe it was because of drugs and they got off track, or alcohol. Those are two different things. So if you're a bum, be a bum. Uh-huh. I don't care, but make a good bum. But don't make people miserable, because you can hear the excitement and the joy in Angie's voice with her cakes and her pies and her cookies, those sugar cookies like Jesus.
Baby, I feel like the little girl who was on Willy Wonka. The one who grew up on that name, Charlotte or something.
I'm going to come there and I'm going to take a shoe to you. I'm done.
Okay. So she was eating that stuff, girl, and the little boy who fell in the chocolate river. Oh, yeah. That's the way I feel when I'm making those cakes and pies. I'm sitting there. Look, I'm doing a photo shoot like I work for a magazine when I take pictures of my cakes and pies and sweets. I take about 1,000 pictures. I set the setting. I sit it in front. And before I put it on Facebook, I want it to look. I want your mouth to water. When you see it, I want you to be like, dang, that looks good. I want you to look at my cakes and pies the same way you look at a sexy man or woman. You're like, ooh, girl, look at that. That looks good.
I'm going to be getting my invoice so I can send you for my cookies and cakes for Thanksgiving, because I'm done with you. I'm done playing with you. You ain't even funny. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? This has been Conversations with the Diva. You can see how comedy, baking, and Uber can come together all together. See, Andy, what you need to do is be taking those cookies and cakes, put them in the front seat, and be selling them too to those people too. Don't be, girl. That's another business marketing aspect.
Don't think I don't hustle now. You know, I be giving out samples and cards, and I get orders.
Okay, because I'm telling you right now, you need to be hustling it, girl. Hustling it. Anyway, this is Conversations with the Diva. This is Sabrina Williams, your host. We thank you for listening this morning. It has been a blessed morning. It's always a blessed morning when this comedian comes on the air. It has been a wonderful week. You guys go into the archives, because this month is, stop playing the game, Sabrina.
Breast cancer awareness?
Breast cancer awareness this month, yes. And you're funny. I'm a girl. I'm going to hurt you. You know what the thing is, people, and I'm going to say this on a serious note. You guys, you're somebody's husband, mother, father, coworker. My coworker's mom just passed away of cancer. It was just too invasive in her body. She just passed away a couple of days ago, and our prayers are with Leslie, my coworker. She's back to work, but my mom died in December 14, 1997 of breast cancer had been resolved, but it was somehow they may not have gotten all in a metastasized into lung cancer. And that's her mom. And I miss her and I love her. But you guys, you could, if some of this is preventative, some cancers are not preventative, they just occur. And so I'm going to say that because sometimes you can be the healthiest person in the world and still get cancer or still get any kind of disease. But I'm going to tell you, for those people, I hear a lot of people when I'm asking women, you know, and men, did you go get checked? And I'll hear women, oh, my God, I don't want them to see me. You know, or a man, like, I don't want nobody seeing my stuff. Wait, you're the first person who's over there trying to pick up somebody, hook up on a date, texting messages, but you don't want to open your legs. You don't want nobody see. You don't want to get checked for prostate. You don't want to get checked for breast cancer because you're shy. You weren't shy when you were going, ooh, baby, ooh, baby. I need you people to get to the doctor and get it checked. I'm just saying that. So cut that out.
And men do get cancer just as, of course, just as much. My father died in 07 of cancer, so I know. Do what she said. Get checked. Get your screening, please. It's
and
important.
Man,
we want you around.
Yeah, I had Jel Judah on last night, a comedian, and she was talking about men getting breast cancer. Men can get breast cancer too. So men, get yourself checked. Don't be thinking those texts are just up there. So go to the doctor. I'm going to say this. I said it last night. I know, ladies, that you don't like the breast cancer machine because it was created by a man who was upset. His girlfriend broke up with him and would not give him any more sex, or his wife divorced him, and he created this machine that's a sandwich that scrounged our booty. Our sandwiches are boobs, but... oh, well, it's the truth. You need to get yourself checked. I don't know if that's the truth. It just seems funny to me because only somebody, just like I keep saying, God's a man, because only men can produce way until their 90s, and women, we're like all dried up and frizzled. So I'm just saying, that's just my
joke. Exactly.
I don't know. I got it. Who knows? But anyway, well, thank you. Thank you, Andy, for coming on. This is Sabrina Williams with Conversations with the Diva signing off. It's time to go wake up my babies, get them off to school. I didn't ask this more. I could have asked them to bring me some coffee in here, but they would have been like, Mom, you know, it's too early. So anyway, you guys have a blessed rest of the week. I'm going to sign off with some music for the rest of the episode. You guys enjoy your day. Thank you, Angie, for tuning in. Be blessed, and we hope to see you again. You're going to have to come back on at Christmas and tell us all the good things that you're baking.
Okay, sounds great.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Girl.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Now, that we're going to go into music. That was Angie Dallas. You heard the wonderful things that comedian is doing. She's a wonderful young lady. She's amazing. She's an Uber driver. She's a baker. She's a comedian. Follow her. You can follow her through Sabrina Williams on my page, or you can follow her, the comedian Angie Dallas, on Facebook. She's just amazing. You guys want to keep her in mind because she's going to be a hot commodity soon. We are going to see her. She's up there with Monique and some of the best, Queen Latifah. I didn't know. Did you guys know that Queen Latifah got a breast reduction? I should have been talking to her because I want to get a breast increase, and she gets a breast reduction. Lord Jesus, I'm sorry. Oh, Angie, did you hear that part? Angie,
Yes, I did.
I'm crazy. I didn't know Queen Latifah got a breast reduction. I'm just sorry. I had to
keep her back. I think they grew back.
They did. I just like, somebody just told me last night. I was like, wow. I wish you would have told me so I can get a breast increase.
She must have had Sherry Shepherd breast to start off with because they still big.
Yes, they are. All right.
Those watermelons.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go.
I remember growing up as a young teen. See, the music was my passion. I had big dreams. I wanna be a movie star, pulling up in a fancy car. Don't know. I do what we want to do.